I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Brazos County Health Department wants to remind you that selling homemade foods to the public without a permit is illegal, even if it's just during the holiday season. We spoke with Jessica Paul to learn more.
So to sell food to the public, you have to have a permit through us, which just means you have to have a permanent facility and it cannot be at your house.
Okay, so people can't...
No food from home.
Right, okay.
It has to be a commercial kitchen where we come and inspect twice or three times a year under our permit.
Okay, so it's not, you know, Granny Susie can just make some cookies in her kitchen, but get a permit and still be able to sell those online.
Yes, so for cakes, cookies, and other baked goods, those fall under the cottage food laws, which the state regulates that. And on their website, they have regulations as far as what can be in that category. So on like that type of stuff, they can sell that without one of our permits.
Okay, gotcha.
It's just the prepared foods like tamales, casseroles, gumbo, seafood dishes, brisket, barbecue, things that you have to prepare and hold at a certain temperature for sale. So if you advertise, say you're having a benefit, a fundraiser, anything like that, you have to come and get a temporary permit for that if you're not doing it every day, all day. But that falls into another category. But just for like around the holidays when people mainly make tamales. And chiladas, and sell them out of their house, if they advertise that, then they cannot do that. So we're just worried about them advertising it on social media, on the radio, on the news, anything like that. If they're advertising it for sale, then or not for sale. I mean, they could just be giving them away. They still can't do that without one of our permits.
Okay, so even if they're giving away free tamales, but they're advertising it, you know, through PSAs, and as you said, maybe even on just on Facebook, they have to have a permit.
Yes.
Okay, how does somebody obtain a permit?
So a regular annual permit fee is $400. They come into the health department, they submit plans of their kitchen, and then they fill out the application and pay the fee, and then we go out and we inspect that they're opening inspection, so making sure that they have all their sinks in place, they have hot and cold water, that they have refrigeration, adequate like heating abilities, making sure that if they are going to hot hold stuff, that they have the ability to hot hold that, either in a steam table or warmers. That's for our annual permit holders. Now,
okay,
if you want to get a temporary permit, we only give those to individuals four times a year, and that's a more temporary basis. So say you're going to...
You mentioned like a benefit or something.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you're having a fundraiser benefit, or if it's just free food to the public and you're going to be at the park,
okay,
then you have to still come in and get a temporary permit, which is $60. And we come out and we inspect to make sure that you have your three tubs set up, your hand wash station, people have gloves on, hair restraints. We don't require hot or cold water at that one, just because you are usually at a temporary facility where you're not going to have, running water.
Right.
But we do require them to have, hair restraints, gloves, the three tubs set up and a hand wash station, and a way to keep their food hot or cold.
Okay. Jessica, what would failure to obtain a permit and getting caught mean for that person?
So if we come out and we see that you do not have one of our permits, we send you home immediately. So for your first offense, this is with the county. So if like a health inspector comes out and we see you and you don't have a permit, we just send you home. At any event, we would just send you home, and you could have the food for a private family party at your house. That's totally fine. You just can't sell it or advertise to the public that you have food. But if a code enforcement officer finds you, and you don't have one of our permits or one of their permits and you're in a residential area, they could fine you up to $2,000 just depending upon how many times they've seen you. And then just depending on the circumstances as far as, you know, if you cease operation and that was your first time and your only time you've done that, then they would just say cease operation and go home. But it's just really depending upon how many times they found you or if it's a repeat, offense or anything like that.
Okay.
So, the city is more, if we find you multiple times, then we will find you a certain amount of money in, as far as our ordinance and our county order, county order. But, for most of the time, it's just a first offense, and we just say, go home. Next time you want to do this, do it properly.
You need to get a permit. Okay. Now, obviously, just within the last few minutes talking to you, there's definitely some, I wouldn't say gray areas, but there's definitely different circumstances and different situations. So if someone just wants to find more information, maybe they have an idea, but they're not exactly sure where they fall in these regulations, what's a good website that they can go to or a good phone number that they can call and talk to someone?
Sure. So you can visit our website, brazzeshealth.org, and we have all the applications and more information of like the temporary permits and the annual permits on that. The state website, so DSHS, Department of State Health Services, they have the cottage food law on that website. I believe I can link it to our website so we can have a link between the cottage food. But since we don't regulate that, we really don't like to advertise because then people think we regulate it and we
don't. Okay.
And then you can call our office at 979-361-5750. And you can talk to any inspector and we'll be able to tell you if you need a permit or not.
Okay. And, Jessica, y'all aren't trying to be Grinches here at Christmas time. It's not about, stopping people from spreading cheer, but this truly is to keep the safety of the community in your mind.
Yes, ma'am. So we don't want to ever, discourage anybody from, selling cookies or tamales or anything. I mean, we love those things too. So we don't want to, discourage that, but we just want them to do it the correct way so you don't get people sick. And that's our main focus is just not, getting the public sick in any way.
Right. Thanks again to Jessica Paul from the Brazos County Health Department. For more information, you can go to their website at brazoshealth.org. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.